My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 10:02 on a Thursday. It is not Brandon Tierney. It is not Sal Licata. It is me, Joe Beningo, and it's great to be here. I'm actually here. I was here. Actually, I've been here all week. I was, you know, doing the morning show with the guys, with Jerry and company, the last 3 days, and it's like the old days. I'm back doing the midday. No Evan. There's no Evan here, but, you know, Dolph Kramer and Pete Hoffman on the other side of the glass, and I'll be here till 2 o'clock, and then we'll still not have Evan, as we have Tommy Lugauer and Chris McMonagle filling in for Evan and Tiki. So last night, obviously doing the morning show, it's been a crazy schedule for me because I'm not used to doing this. You know what I mean? I'm not used to getting up and going to work anymore. But nevertheless, so yesterday, came home, got some sleep because I wanted to, you know, at least watch a majority of the Met game last night. So I got to about the sixth inning, right? I actually got to the top of the sixth inning and I said it was 2-2 at that point. And I guess it's because I'm a negative fan of every team I root for. So I had a bad feeling that the Mets were not going to win. It was 2-2 when I went to bed. And I was extremely pleasantly surprised when I woke up this morning and discovered they won this game 5-3. Francisco Lindor with a big hit in the ninth inning, 2-run single. Jesse Winker, so far his best game as a Met. He had 3 hits, drove in a run as well in the ninth inning. Diaz closed it out, did give up a run, but again, Jose Buto has been tremendous. 2 shutout innings in the seventh and eighth inning, and of course, the win for Paul Blackburn, not the win for Blackburn, but a solid 6 innings for Blackburn, who's pitched 2 good games for the Mets so far. I mean, let's be honest about it. He's looked good. And that was a big win yesterday. You know, they lose that game to Colorado the night before, and I said this coming into this trip, right? You know, everybody's saying, 6-4, you know, I've heard 7-3. I said, no. Give me 5-5, and I'll take it. So right now they're 3-3. You know, they won 1 out of 3 in Anaheim. They win that game in St. Louis. They split these two so far. If they're going to have at least a 5-5 road trip or even better than that, they got to win today. David Peterson on the mound today, afternoon game, which is great because I could go home and watch it because the weather stinks, so I can't go to the pool and I can't play golf. which actually has worked out well for me this week in coming in because the weather hasn't been great, although Monday and Tuesday were good. I did go to the pool those days. But nevertheless, so it's actually worked out pretty good for me so I can go home and watch the game. But right now the Mets are half game out of the last wild card, right behind the fading Atlanta Braves. They're 60-54. And like I said, if they're going to have at least a minimum 500 road trip, they got to win this baseball game today. David Peterson on the mound. He's actually pitched pretty well for them. He's pitched much better this year than I expected. Still, he doesn't really give you too much length. He's basically been a five-inning pitcher. He did go six his last time out. Probably should have stayed in the game. But nevertheless, here's my take on the Mets. And I said this with Jerry. I've been saying this when I've been doing the Saturday show. I came into this season with absolutely no expectations at all. I didn't think they were going to be good. I wasn't thrilled about bringing in David Stearns. I looked at him as a small market guy, yada, yada, all of that. What did he ever win in Milwaukee? Okay, fine, maybe he's making the playoffs, but he never wins anything. And I really felt that they brought this guy in here because, Cohen's still paying the salary of Verlander. He's still paying the salary of Scherzer. He got hit with this luxury tax. Of course, if it was the Dodgers, he wouldn't have because, the Dodgers play by a different set of rules than everybody else in MLB, but that's a different story. But nevertheless, so I thought maybe they brought Stearns in, to kind of run this team a little bit more small market than they should with the richest owner in all of baseball in Stevie Cohen. And I have been wrong and pleasantly surprised by what has happened to this baseball team who looked dead in the water in May, 11 games under 500 in May, and now here they are on August, whatever date it is, the 6th, the 7th, I guess, what is it, the 7th, the 8th? August 8th, right. On August 8th, there's six games over 500 and right in the mix as far as the National League wild card is concerned. And if you're a Met fan, look, you got to be happy about that. I don't know how the season's going to play out, and I still probably think they're not making the playoffs. Probably. I'm keeping my expectations very low. I have learned, okay, as a fan of the teams that I root for now, right? I was there since day one with the Mets in 62, 65, with the Jets, even before that with the Rangers and the Knicks, the earlier 60s, 62, 63 with the Rangers and the Knicks. I have learned to keep my expectations extremely low because my teams don't win championships. I mean, let's be honest about it. The most recent one is now going on 31 years with the Rangers, who I thought this was going to be the year to win, and, we know what happened. So I have now, as I approach, I'm closing in on 71, I'm only a couple years younger than Dove. I am closing in on 71 freaking years old, which is mind-boggling when I think about it, okay? But I have now finally, took me about 70 years to finally figure this out. I am now in a point where I expect nothing from my teams. Expect them to be bad, and you'll be, if they're not, like with the Mets this year now, I'm pleasantly surprised. So no matter what the Mets do the rest of the year, and dare I say, at the very least, get me to the kickoff in San Francisco on the opening Monday night for my football team. At least get me there, which I think they will. I think the Mets will be in the mix the rest of the year. And one thing we've seen about the Mets, since they went on the big winning streak or, started to play whatever the number is since June 1st, they really have had no protracted losing streaks. I think the longest losing streak they had was three. That's it. And that's why I feel good that they will at least get 5-5 out of this road trip. But if they're going to do that, or dare I say do better than that, they really need to win today. You got to get 2 out of 3 against a not very good Colorado Rockies team. And we'll see what David Peterson does today. The one thing, though, and look, Lindor had the big hit last night. Winker with a good game last night and all of that. Alvarez had a couple of hits. Pete did get a big RBI single early in the game in the first inning. But, Pete's got to hit better. I mean, let's be honest. I want to see Pete Alonso on his team next year, right? You know how I feel about the Mets and especially homegrown Mets. I want to see Pete Alonso play his entire career here for the Mets. But he has not had a good year on his walk year. I think he's been pressing all year. As far as the contract, I think it's weighed on his mind big time. I really do. But, and that's why the numbers are very, for Pete, 23 homers, 60 RBIs. I mean, you know, here we are, you know, closing in on mid-August. That's not Pete-like numbers, I'll tell you that. I mean, the guy drove in, what, 120 last year, had over 40 home runs. So my expectation for him is bigger than that. I will say this, and I said this the other day, okay? And I want to see the Mets, you know, keep Pete and sign Juan Soto. And Stevie Cohen's got to go after Soto, although I think he's going to stay with the Yankees. I do. But Stevie Cohen has got to make a serious bid for Soto, unless the Yankees somehow sign him before free agency. I don't see that happening. It looks like Soto wants to get there because he's going to, let's be honest, he's going to make probably close to $50 million a year, I would think. So I will say this, and I said this on a morning show with Jerry the other day. If they lose Pete and they sign Soto, I'm good with it. Now, I want both of them. But if you don't sign Soto, you better get Pete done. And maybe the fact that Pete's having a down year, as you know, for him, maybe that's going to bring the price down. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, there's still probably going to be somebody out there that wants to pay stupid money for him. Maybe Houston, maybe the Cubs. I don't know who that team would be. I'm just, those are the teams that I think have shown interest in him. I think Houston was talking, you know, was interested in him at the trade deadline. Thank God they didn't trade him. And I give Stearns credit for keeping the team together. How could he not? When, you know, now they're in the mix, you got to keep this team together. Let's be honest about it. But I'm just keeping my expectation level low. And just a couple of my buddies out there who are big Met fans, you cannot treat baseball like football. You can't get nuts every game. You know, it's 162. It's not 17. So, you know, it's totally different. But look, I don't expect the Mets to make the playoffs. I'm pleasantly surprised how good they have been this year. I love what they're doing, no doubt about it. I very happy. I love Carlos Mendoza. I mean, I love the guy. I got to tell you. I mean, I really didn't know much about him. I knew he was the Yankee bench coach for all those years with Boone. But how good is this guy? I mean, he, you know, to me, the fact that he was able to keep this team rolling when it looked like they were dead in the water 11 games under, and to keep an even keel in that clubhouse and keep a team that seems to really like each other and, you know, really playing for each other out there. I give all that credit to Mendoza. I think he's done a great job. My only knock on Mendoza, my only thing that's bothered me so far that he's done this year was not defending Edwin Diaz more when he got suspended. Where was Mendoza out there screaming about it? Whether he was guilty or not. Okay, and if he pitched for the Dodgers, they would have told him, you know, go ahead, go wash your hands and come back and pitch. That's what they would have done, you know, if Diaz was a Dodger. But, you know, like I said, there's a different set of rules for them than everybody else. You know, don't tell me Ohtani had nothing to do with this gambling, but, you know, of course, well, you know, we know the deal. But be that as it may. I think Mendoza's done a great job. I think he's the best Met manager since Bobby Valentine. I really do. I think he's really, really been great. And he's got this team playing real good baseball. But a big game today. Need to get out there and get the win today. And if they're going to, you know, at least get minimum, get a split on this 10-game road trip that they're on right now. And then they come home for 9 games, and then they go out on the road again to another crazy road trip. They go to, what is it, San Diego, Arizona, and then they play the red-hot White Sox. I guess the White Sox lost last night, right, Pete? Did they win last night, the White Sox? They did, right? After snapping the 21-game losing streak?
Yeah, they lost.
They did lose. So they're back on track again. So, but that's the next road trip they have. You know, again, Arizona, who's been red hot right now, I believe, is in a wild card lead right now. San Diego is right there. Those are the two teams ahead of the Braves right now in a wild card. And then you got to play the lousy White Sox. So, but get at least 5-5 on this road trip, and I'll be happy. And again, Seattle's a good team, so they got a good pitching and all of that. And not an easy place to play there either. But give me 5-5 on this trip, and I'll take it. If they anything better than that, to me, as far as that goes, is nothing but gravy. So we'll see what happens today. David Peterson on the mound. As far as the Yankees last night, they split the doubleheader. Got whacked in the second game. Who's this guy to pitch for them in the second game? Warren? Who is this guy? Was he a prospect? Who is he? I don't know him.
Yeah, he's a young kid. He got called up a couple weeks ago to fill in for Gerrit Cole.
Right. Didn't work out well there last night. And, of course, they did win the first game 5-2. Cabrera hit a home run in that game. They actually pitched the Judge in a big spot. He ripped one. He got a base hit, drove in a run, ripped a base hit to left field to drive in a run. I tell you, one thing about the Yankees, all right? And the Yankees are making the playoffs. I mean, I know they had their rough stretch and all. Yeah, they're making the playoffs, whether they win the division or not. You know they're going to be there. And I think they're going to make a run. I do. I think at minimum you're going to see them in the ALCS. That's my feeling. Because really, there's no great team out there. Who's the great team in baseball right now? Who is that team? You know, the Phillies look like that team, but they, you know, come back down to earth. God knows what happens. What's happened to the Braves with all the injuries that they've had. You know, the Yankees early on looked clearly like the best team in baseball, and then they went into their tailspin. Baltimore looked great for a while. They haven't been playing great lately. So, you know, the Dodgers, okay, you know, you want to give me the Dodgers, fine, but I mean, are they a sure thing either to win it all? No. You know? So, look, there's no great teams out there. I think the Yankees will make a run. I'd still watch out for Houston. I mean, to me, the Astros are always dangerous. You know, they got off to a terrible start. Now they're right back where they generally are, right in the mix there to win the AL West. But there's no great teams. I think the Yankees will make a run, a big run. Will they get to the World Series? You know, that remains to be seen. It's so crazy now with all these ridiculous rounds of playoffs that they have. But, you know, they've definitely righted the ship. But you got to watch, if nothing else, okay, even if you can't stand the Yankees, you really have to watch the Soto and Judge at-bats. You have to watch them. And I was stunned last night. I guess it had to be the first game. They walked him. Ron Washington actually walked Judge intentionally in the first game. It was 5-2. I think it was the eighth inning. 5-2. Two out, nobody on, and he walked Judge intentionally. He didn't even pitch around him. Just, you know, put the fingers up, walked him intentionally, which I thought was the right call. I mean, obviously, well, you know, why pitch to him with two out and nobody on? I'll take my chances. I think it was Wells who was in behind him. I'll take my chances there. I was very surprised that it was only the 12th time all year that he was intentionally walked. Now, let's be honest with this too. You know, how many times has he been pitched around where it was the unintentional, intentional walk? God knows how many times that's been. But I was surprised. Yeah, aren't you a little surprised by that though? He's only been intentionally walked 12 times all year? Very surprised to see that. You know?
He does swing at bad pitches historically, let me try.
Well, he swings at bad pitches because he wants a hit, you know? But, you know, I was surprised by that. But there's been a lot of pitch arounds, as I said. But to me, that's must-see television. You got to see Soto hit, and you got to see Judge hit. And Judge has really put himself, and I've said this over and over, Judge has put himself now in the pantheon of the all-time great players. There's no question about it. I mean, we haven't seen what's happening with Judge since Barry Bonds in his heyday, when they would never pitch to Bonds. You know, Bonds would see maybe one good pitch in an entire game in four at-bats and, you know, basically hit that pitch into McCovey Cove. You know? So we have not seen this kind of treatment for a major league player since the, like I said, 20 years ago in the heyday of Barry Bonds. But Judge is, I mean, you have to watch him. You have to watch him. And you throw one bad pitch to this guy, and, you know, he's hitting the ball to Staten Island. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, to me, that is must see. Even though I'm no Yankee fan, you know, I actually like Judge. He's a very likable guy. I don't, you know, to me, he comes off as a very nice guy, you know, very humble guy. He doesn't seem full of himself at all. Where, you know, he could be as being the best player in baseball. Sorry, Ohtani. The best player in baseball is Aaron Judge, okay? Aaron Judge plays every day. I know they DH him occasionally. He's playing center field for the most part. He's playing in the outfield. Ohtani's a DH. We'll see if he ever pitches again. But, you know, as good as Ohtani is, I'll take Judge every day of the week. He's the best player in baseball. He's going to run away with the American League MVP. There's no doubt about it. And we'll see. What's he got, 41 home runs now? And I don't know if he's going to hit 60 because I don't know if they're going to pitch to him enough to get to 60. You think? What do you think about that, though? If he'll hit 60 this year? He needs 19. I don't know.
It could be close.
Yeah, close, maybe. He'll hit 50. You know, he'll hit 50-something. But on what's that? What'd you say? Oh, we got to do Town Fair? Oh, I'll do Town Fair. It's so good to be back with Dove. Like, you know, isn't it, Pete?
Joe, over the years I've worked with Dove, nothing ever changes. The first thing, the most important thing is what's in front of your face.
No doubt about it. No doubt. And I'm glad that you are getting along well with Dove, because Ernie, for years, got along famously with Dove, as you know.
Yeah, no. We're getting along pretty famously, too. It's just not trickling over the air as much.
Oh, okay. Do you miss Ernie, Dove? Do you miss him?
As a person, yes. As okay. A co-worker? To be discussed.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, Beningo filling in for BT and Sal Licata. I'll be here 2 o'clock, and then you'll get McMonagle and Tommy Lugauer. And now our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that Town Fair Tire, at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nobody again. Beats Town Fair Tire, nobody.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Here we go, dog. Little Four Tops, you know? I love it. Shake Me, Wake Me. Dolls out. Got the message. No more cans of this nonsense electronic music. Okay? And you're into this, too. Come on. The great Levi Stubbs. Beningo filling in for BT and Sal. 888-808-1019 is the phone number here to 2 o'clock. We'll start with the phones. We'll go to Jeff in South Florida, one of my favorite places in the world. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, JJ, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, from New York area originally. Just moved down a few years ago. but
good for you.
Yeah. Anyway, about the Mets, yeah, big win yesterday. Obviously, I think he's been appreciated by Mets fans, but Buto has been
tremendous,
unreal.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I think they fall behind. They don't win that game. They need to keep it at 2-2. But like I said, big game, the rubber game today. If they could get that one, they basically got to just stay the course. And I think it's going to, at least to stay alive, it's going to come down to those Arizona and San Diego series. They can't fall too far behind, but at least Atlanta's.
Yeah, Atlanta's really hit some hard times. Look, the one thing, and I said this earlier, Jeff, this team has not had any protracted losing streaks since they, turned the season around in the beginning of June. I think the longest is 3 games. So they've always been, you know, they bounced back from the two losses in Anaheim. They beat the Cardinals. They bounced back after the loss last night. They win yesterday. So get this win today. You know, they've been able to not go on any long losing streaks. And look, I'd still be surprised if they make the playoffs, but, you know, I think it is going to go down to the wire with them. I think they'll be in it right to the end. I really do.
Yeah, they have that series the last week of the year at Atlanta. That reminds you of 2 years ago.
Yeah, a little different, though. I mean, the big difference between now and 2 years ago, and thanks for the phone call, Jeff, is like, how do we get out of here? How do we do this now? How do we get out of here now? You got him. Okay. No, you still got him here. Jeff is still here. I don't want to be a pain, Jeff, but you got all this newfangled stuff. I haven't been in here in a while. So I haven't had a punch in. Oh, I see. So the red goes out? No.
Drop.
Oh, it is drop. Oh. Wow. I'm telling you, like, you know how I am with technology. Like, I think people know me, they know this. I am technologically illiterate. Right? Right, Dolph? Do you know anybody that's less technologically advanced than I am? Is there anybody?
John Minko.
Is he really?
Might be.
Yeah, Minko's here today. How about that? I walk in, and I am pleasantly surprised to see the great John Minko here. And only Minko would come here when he doesn't have to do anything, when he doesn't have to work. Like, he's here today, but he's not working.
He is. He's learning the computers.
Oh, is that what he's doing? Like hitting the drop button.
Correct.
Here.
That's why he's here.
Oh. All right. Unbelievable.
I have to say hi to you.
What's that?
I have to say hi to you.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if you knew I was here, but nevertheless. 888-808-1019. I'll try to be a little better here with this stuff as we go along. Here's my buddy, Joey and Clark. As I try to hit this again. There we go. Hi, Joe.
By the way, I can vouch for your technological
illiteracy.
Prowess.
Yes.
The lack of.
I'm the worst. I'm the first to admit that. Thank God for my wife that she handles all that stuff for me, you know, as you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
You texted me that you love Blackburn, but you know the first time Blackburn goes out there and gets lit up, you're going to say he stinks. You know that.
No, but I mean, I like the fact that, you know, he's those strikes. You know, he did nothing crazy. He's not going to blow you away, but he's got a lot of good off-speed pitches.
Yep.
And two, and he gave you innings, which is good. 5-6 innings, that's all.
And he really shouldn't even give it up the run. Alvarez had that pass ball, which really set up that run that tied the game up.
Yep. So anyway, so listen to your opening, you know, about the fact that, you know, we didn't expect much from this team. We talked about it. We thought they were going to be awful, especially in May when they were 11 games under 500. But now that they're here, you know, you look at the landscape of the wild card. I mean, San Diego and Arizona, they win every night.
They're red hot. Yep.
But bro, let's be honest. The Braves they lost so much this year. They're not the same Braves team. They're not your father's Braves team.
No,
trust me. So
not at all.
We could definitely beat them. And my thing is this. Look, I'm like you. Give me to opening night in San Francisco on Monday Night Football, September 9th or whatever date it is. You know, give me at least to that. But I think they will be there. And, bro, I just don't – here's the thing. Stearns has done a decent job with the guys he's brought in. I agree. I don't trust this regime yet, or even Cohen. I got to know next year they're going to spend money. They're going to really go after –
They're going to have to. You know what, Joe? They're going to have to. They at the very minimum, they got to re-sign Alonso. At the minimum, they got to sign him. But they got to go after Soto. There's no excuse for them not making a serious bid at Soto. Let's be honest about it.
Absolutely, and I don't want to hear that, you know, they offered him $20 million more than the Yankees when he went to the Yankees. You might have to offer him $100 million, but he's got the money, bro. That's the reason we have a rich owner, man. There's got to be a reason why, a good reason why we have a rich owner, because he has the money to spend. Like Evan used to say, man, we're never going to lose out on free agents now because of him. So I don't want to hear it. But like the fact that we have, you know, we've made the playoffs, and you know, 10 years, 10 times in 62 years.
Yeah, less by the way than the Jets have. You know, people don't realize that the Mets have actually made the playoffs less than the Jets. Think about that.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Wow.
I think the Jets have made it 14 times. I'll have to write it down and figure it out. I think it's 14. I think.
Wow. But you know, the fact that, you know, look, that they have a chance that they're here. Look, like you said, if you get me through all the way through the month of September and you lose out by a few, okay, fine. But you know, I don't want to see this team collapse. And I think with the lineup that they have, it should be in all these games, man. And like I said, I mean, Severino had a bad – I was very down.
You don't like Severino. See, I think you don't – he's been – look, he wasn't good in Colorado. He wasn't good against Minnesota. He got rocked. But I think you don't like Severino because he's an ex-Yankee. That's what I think.
Well, that's probably part of it. You know,
Why? What do you care? Right. I mean, look at this man. Who cares? Look at all the ex-Yankees. Bader's been terrific. Torrens has been terrific. The manager is terrific. I mean, come on. Who cares that they're ex-Yankees?
You know, he was great early this year. But he's been he's got rocked a couple times.
Yeah, but when's the last time he had pitched this many innings, too? It's been a long time for him.
No, I understand that. The one thing I'll take from it is velocity's still there. He's still throwing 98, which is a good thing. It's not like he's throwing 91, 92. Right. He's still 98, so it's a matter of placement, maybe. But, look, Manaea, you couldn't ask for more than Manaea right now.
Manaea's pitching like Sandy Koufax right now, Manaea.
Pitching like an ace. He's confident now.
Yep.
But, look, like you said, give me another couple wins. Give me today. You know, somehow figure out a way to get to, like you said, a minimum 500. I said 6-4, minimum 5-5. You know, come back at least by Monday, you know, either a game, a half a game in front, a half a game back. But the way Atlanta's got a tough schedule too, bro. But here, one more thing. MLB, yep. I mean, we got hosed by MLB, man.
The Mets got hosed by MLB? Come on.
Oh, my God. August, the end of August, we got to go back on the road to Arizona, to San Diego. And then how about the way the season ends for us? We got to play the last four games against, like, the four against the Brewers, three against the Braves, three against the Phillies. I mean, like, unbelievable. So it's going to be tough, man. But they could do it. At least, you know what? They've given us a season, Joe. Let's be honest. We didn't think we'd be here.
No.
We got something to watch now, at least, until we go, like, until football starts. And then we cross our fingers for that. That's another story for another day. And we don't want to talk about that.
Plenty of time for us, Joey. And as always, thanks for the call. I know I'll talk to you. Plenty of time for us to get aggravated about the Jets. So I'm not even right now. Like I said, wake me up on Monday night in San Francisco. I'll be ready to roll. You know, until then, you know, it'd be nice if they signed Hassan Reddick, but you know, that's another story. You know, one thing about the Mets too, since the All-Star break, they really haven't hit like they were hitting before. They've had a couple games. They had that game against the Braves, the Friday night game when they hit three home runs in the one inning. JD hit the grand slam. They had that game where they scored 15 against the Twins. Outside of that, they have not really hit. You know, Nimmo hasn't hit like he was the first half of the season. Alonso's been, you know, very, you know, has not been the guy he's been in years gone by for the Mets. There's no doubt about it. You know, even Martinez, Alvarez, he got two hits last night, but the guy's hit five homers. He had 26 homers last year. He's got five, you know? So he hasn't hit like he did last year. So you got a lot of guys that, you know, are certainly not hitting like they did before the All-Star break. You know, obviously McNeil's turned this season around. I know he went 0-4 last night. But the Mets still, I think they're 11-8 since the All-Star break. So even though they haven't hit that great, they've still kept themselves over 500. Starting pitching's not been pretty good. Better than, you know, maybe we thought it would be. Manaea's been terrific, like you said. Quintana's pitched pretty good. You know, the bullpen's gotten better. It wasn't good when the new guy they got from the Marlins gave up the game in Anaheim last week, that Saturday night loss, which was terrible after JD hit the grand slam there. But look, they're keeping their heads above water. There's been no real protracted losing streaks, and I think they're going to be in it to the end. But they need to win this game today. Big game today for the Mets.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Time for the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point to the Game Contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point to the game. And, of course, the number is 86. This is game one, by the way, of the doubleheader yesterday. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pair of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee baseball, The Fan. All right, Beningo. Back in the, it's like the old days, doing the midday show, except there's no Evan. And I'm filling in, of course, for BT and Sal Licata. We're here till 2 o'clock. And Thomas in Katona is on The Fan. Thomas, how are you?
Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Thomas. What's shaking, man?
You know, I wanted to talk about doubleheaders, and I wish they'd play a few more of them in light of the one at the stadium yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nondescript, but you mentioned Pete, and, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a Met fan, but I just wanted to weigh in on what I think the Mets should do with Pete and why.
Go ahead.
My opinion is when you draft a player and you cultivate a player and, you know, you nurture him through the system and he becomes the offensive player that Pete is, you know, on a bad year, he's going to go 35-90. That's
right.
A bad year. Like
right.
This year is his bad year.
Yep.
To me, you should reward that player and reward your system and show the other players coming up or even free agents that, you know, when you take the time, it's like having a child, Joe. You birth your child, you go through all that stuff. You do it to raise a successful person. And that's what the Mets did. It's the same thing that the Yankees did with Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think when people say, well, he's homegrown, okay, if he was a lousy player and you know, didn't help the franchise, I could understand them letting him go. But when he's turned into a top, you know, he's a top five slugger, let's say, in all of baseball, or at least a top 10, not a top 10 player. But that's the type of guy that you reward. I'm not saying overpay him, but in business, in life, you do all the right things. You produce this player, and you said it before. How many great players have the Mets produced in their history and kept?
Right.
So I just hope you have a great day, Joe.
Thomas, I appreciate that. A couple things here. I'll give you a couple. First of all, as far as the doubleheaders are concerned, you know what? I would love to see what it used to be when I was growing up. Basically, every Sunday there was a doubleheader, like across baseball. A one single admission doubleheader Sunday afternoon would start 1 o'clock, 2. I think back then they even started them at 2 o'clock because the games went faster with less commercial time and all of that. Single admission doubleheader, you know, on Sundays. Let's go. I'm good for that. Let's bring them back. I don't like these doubleheaders that are separated. Man, I know last night it was a one admission deal with the Yankees get started at 4 o'clock, but. You know, you got these day-night doubleheaders, two different admissions and all of that. So, but if you're going to tell me we could bring back the Sunday doubleheader single admission, I'm all for that. As far as Alonso, look, of course I want to keep him. Of course. You know? I mean, look, if they sign Soto and let him go, what am I going to do? I can't go nuts about it. But I want Alonso back. This franchise, that's all they've done. If you listen to me, I've screamed about this forever. Right? Starting with Seiva. I know they got Seiva. He basically was drafted by the Braves, and then there was the some kind of lottery that the Mets won. But he basically was a homegrown Met. I mean, really, he was. And, you know, they trade him away, the greatest player in their franchise history. They let Darryl Strawberry walk, who was a homegrown Met. They let Daniel Murphy walk, who was a homegrown Met. They let Zach Wheeler walk. He traded for Wheeler. They got him in the Beltran trade from the Giants. But still, you know, Mets developed him. He didn't pitch for the Giants. And they let him walk away. They let Jose Reyes walk. He was a homegrown Met after he won the batting title. I could go on and on. I mean, you know, please. They traded away Kevin Mitchell, homegrown Met, for that stiff Kevin McReynolds. I mean, I could go on and on with what the Mets have done over the years with their players. You know, the only guy they kept was David Wright. And unfortunately, you know, David got the injury to stenosis. And it didn't end well for David after he signed the big contract. What are you going to do? He's the one guy they kept. But the Mets have a history of doing this. They let Ray White, even though he wasn't a homegrown Met, they let Ray Knight walk away after he was the MVP of the World Series. I mean, it's ridiculous. They traded David Cohn. Now, David Cohn, they got in a trade from Kansas City. But, you know, again, you know, basically the Mets developed him, and then they wind up, you know, trading him away, you know, for Ryan Thompson and Jeff Kent. Now, Kent turned out to be a great player, but not for the Mets. So I could go on and on and on with this stuff. And, yeah, of course I want to see Pete stay here. Of course. 888-808-1019. Ray in Queens is on the fan. Ray, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm good, Ray. I'm good.
So two things. First of all, I want to thank you guys for saving money because I got the Godfather ticket.
Oh, you're going to see what is that, with the Symphony Orchestra deal? Is that what it is?
Yes. Good yes, I'm very excited. Taking my mom, so I'm really excited about that. I wanted to make a comment about the judge, you know, them walking him.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to do something because it's unfair that these pitchers don't want to challenge him, and it's unfair to him, you know, that, you know, he's trying to break a record and whatnot, but there needs to be some kind of penalties there. Like, you know, I get it that you can walk a guy and he takes a base, but let's say you walk him twice or even three times in one game, then let him take a second base, because it is getting ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. So let's say that they pitch to him, but they basically pitch around him where they're giving him nothing to hit. Yeah, you got to give him a penalty for that?
Well, yeah, you see, I guess they would have to sit down and kind of structure it a little better, but I think it's just unfair, man, that, you keep walking this guy. You're going to walk this guy every time he's at bat. I want to watch a game, and I want to see somebody challenge this guy. Mm. There have been pitchers out there where they've struck him out, just challenge the guy, man. You're in the major leagues. This is major leagues baseball, man. You're supposed to be the best of the best, So let's put the best against the best. Let's challenge the guy, Give him a chance, man.
Well, look, I get what you're saying, okay? But this is baseball. I mean, this is part of the game. I mean, intentional walks are part of the game. And like you said, what are you going to say? So if I give him an intentional walk and I put up four fingers and don't pitch to him and walk him, you got to penalize the team for that? And like I said, how many times I was stunned when I heard yesterday watching the Yankee game that he's only been intentionally walked 12 times all year. I thought, are you kidding? 12? I figured it was about 30. But how many times has he been intentionally walked where, they didn't necessarily intentionally walk them? They pitched to him, but they didn't give him anything to hit. So how are you going to quantify that? Look, even with that said, even with what you're saying, okay, he still has 41 homers. He still has, I think, 104 RBIs. He still has an OPS of through the moon, and he's still batting about .320. So, even with that, he's still having a monster year. But he has become an iconic player. He has become one of the all-time great Yankees. One thing I will say about that, right? The one thing about Judge, all the great Yankees, except for Don Mattingly, unfortunately. I love Mattingly. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Keith Hernandez and Mattingly should go into the Hall of Fame together. They should go into the together because they were contemporaries in the 80s, and they were both tremendous first basemen. And they should both the Hall of Famers. Mattingly was the best player in baseball for about 5 years. And Hernandez, to me, it changed everything with the Mets. And he, is probably the greatest defensive first baseman that ever lived. They both should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about it. But the one thing about Judge, as great, and this is not his fault now. I know he hasn't been great in the playoffs either, but still. All the great, iconic Yankees won multiple championships, whether it was Babe, whether it was Gehrig, whether it was Joe D, whether it was Mickey, whether it was Yogi, whether it was Jeter. They all won, multiple world championships. Judge needs to get one. Even if it's only one, Judge needs to get one, Because that's the one thing, as great as he is, at number 99 is going to be retired. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. He's going to go on skates into the Hall of Fame. But that's the one thing that, as good as, because he's better than Mattingly. I mean, as great as Don was, the Judge is better. All right, let's be honest about it. You'd like to see them, and not that I really want to see the Yankees win another one, but, as far as Judge now, you'd like to see the Judge get a championship. You really would, to kind of stamp him with all those other great Yankees, because to me, that's the next guy. Those are the iconic Yankees that I lined up for you. Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, Yogi, and Jeter. And Judge is the next guy in that line. And you'd really, really like to see him win at least one world championship. 888-808-1019. Louie in the Bronx is on the fan. Louie.
Joey boy, what's going on?
Louie. How are you, baby?
All right. Good, good. All right, Joe, I'm a Mets fan, but I got to hit on a couple of things. Like this last caller, but it's funny how the Yankee fans are now crying about Judge getting walked. You know what? They never cried when Bonds was getting walked.
Unbelievably more. Yeah.
Right? Yep. Well, you know what? It's time for Boone to start managing. Put Soto behind him.
Yes.
Okay, because there's really nobody else that you're going to fear. Maybe Stanton if he's going good at one time.
Maybe.
But why don't you start managing? Flip the lineup. Yeah. That's all. And see what happens.
You could bat him leadoff. I mean, if you're going to do that, put Judge first and put Soto second,
There you go. Because he's only going to lead off once in a game, right? Because the lineup flips over and you never know when he's going to be coming up. But anyway, there was a couple of callers before about Alonso, that the Mets groomed him, this and that. Yeah, you know what? You know what, Joe? I agree with you, like the Mets let other guys walk, but they offered this guy a contract, Joe.
Yeah.
He chose to turn it down.
I understand.
Okay? And then he chooses to get Boris. Yeah. Okay, so George, you know, I'm a Mets fan, but if this kid walks, if Alonso walks, he goes somewhere else. It's okay. There's life without him, and you know what? And the
it's
Mets
okay
didn't let
if
him
they
go.
Sign Soto. If they sign yes. Soto, I live with it. If they don't sign Soto, you got to give me Alonso back. That's me. I'm sorry.
Well,
that's
okay,
me.
Okay, now let me hit with Mendoza. All right, because so far I like this guy. I mean, and what I really like about him is. He holds the plays accountable, okay? If they are not performing, all right, let's go Lindor. Wasn't hitting in a three hole. He put him in a one hole.
Yep, changed
it around a little
really.
Bit. Changed it around, okay? Same thing with Nimmo. Wasn't doing in a leadoff. Put him down. He started to hit. And let's take Alvarez. When he was hitting a ton, that kid was hitting fifth. Then he couldn't hit. He hit the skids. Mm-hmm. He dropped him in a 7-8 hole. All right. He even did it to Alonso the other day, put him batting fifth.
Yeah.
All right. And let's make no mistake about this. If this Alvarez was hitting and he was hitting a ton, all right, he would be hitting fourth. Alonso maybe fifth.
Yeah, but where are you putting JD? JD batting third? Is that what you're doing?
Third. Because he's been hitting third when he's in the lineup.
Right.
Yesterday he was off. They gave him a day off.
Yep.
But he'll be in the lineup today and he'll be hitting third today, especially there's a lefty on the mound.
Right.
All right. But my point here is that if they had someone really hitting, like if Alvarez was really crushing the ball right now, Alonso would be hitting fifth or sixth.
Mm.
Okay, he dropped them the other night.
He did. So you're okay with letting Alonso walk even if they don't sign Soto?
You know what, Joe? Here's the point here. You offered him a contract. He turned it down. Now, I'll come back with another contract, maybe a little better. Mm-hmm. A little better, okay? He's getting old. Now, his defense is a little better.
He's got better defensively. He's not bad defensively.
He got better defensively. He's nothing great, but he got better defensively.
Yes.
You can live with him at first, no doubt. All right? Now, you want to say he's having a horrible year, he's pressing because of the contract? Okay, I believe that to a certain point. But then I say to myself, you know what? If this guy is pressing because of his contract, all right, and I know it's a different situation when you get into the playoffs and the pressure's really on there, too. I'm not crazy over the guy, Joe. I never was.
But doesn't it bother you? But the one thing, though, how long have you been a Met fan now? How long?
So, 69. I was 7 years
old.
Okay,
so you've been with him a long time, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, Joe, I'm from the Bronx. You know, all my friends are all Yankee fans. And I went to the Mets.
Right. But you've been with him a long time. Doesn't it bother you with all the big time Mets they've gotten rid of or let walk away? Doesn't that bother you? See, that bothers me.
Yeah, it does. It does, Joe. But you know what? You know, really, it does. It does. Now, you see, now I wasn't a big Wright fan either.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
okay.
a big David Wright fan either.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I thought he was a little overrated. I didn't like his D at third. I like defensive players, Joe. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
So Keith was your guy then, right?
Yes. I love great defensive players. Like let's go on other teams. Like see when we got Robbie Alomar, I loved him.
Yeah.
I loved it because the guy
stunk,
was spectacular.
But he stuck for us, bro. He was terrible.
I know, Joe, but was there a better double play combination than him and Omar Vizquel?
Okay. I'll give you that, but that wasn't with our team. You know,
Joe, but
Lindor? Are you happy with Lindor now?
I'm okay. I'm okay with him. I'm not a kind of guy where I say, you know, the guy, we gave him $300 million, he's got to perform like a $300 million. You know, that was our fault for overpaying. We needed a guy at the time. He
plays every day, bro. Every day.
He plays every day, and I know what he is, Joe.
Right.
I know what
he is. He's having a good year this year. This is his best year as a Met. Right now.
He's having a good year. He's a 270, 260, 280 hitter, plays nice defense. He's in there every game. And I believe, and that's another thing about Alonso that I have no problem getting rid of him. He's not a leader on our team. You could see the guys do not gravitate to him.
Who's the leader on the team? Lindor?
Lindor. Okay.
JD? Now, I think JD's assumed that mantle a little bit too, you know.
And isn't it funny when JD came all of a sudden the third baseman's hitting a ton now for us? This kid we wanted to get rid of him.
Vientos.
We thought he was never going to be a player.
Yep.
Vientos, right?
Yep.
Now
yep.
all of a sudden he's playing. And make no mistake about it, this Iglesias coming in was a big plus for us, too.
Well, I mean, let me say this, and I got to run because Dove is giving me the signal here, Louis. So, you know, I got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Look, the guys like Iglesias, the guys like Tyrone Taylor, the guys like Harrison Bader, guys like Luis Torrens. How good have these guys been for the Mets? I mean, these guys have been tremendous. I mean, let's be honest about it. They've been through Tyrone Taylor. How many big hits has he got? He got a big hit last night. They didn't get the RBI because the guy botched the ball in center field, but yeah, he got a big hit, you know, to basically drive in a run. He's been great. He got that hit the other day in St. Louis. He got that double to clear the bases. So, you know, a lot of these guys that are not the big names have really got it done for the Mets. All right, 888-808-1019. Beningo on a Thursday filling in for Sal and BT, my good buddy, my fellow Jet fan. Didn't realize he was a Knick fan as well.
What do you think of the Marty Lyons news? You
hear I forgot to even mention that.
Yeah.
Should I mention it now?
You can mention it. It's
Marty
okay.
Lyons is stepping down as the color commentator working with Bob Wischusen on the Jet radio broadcast. Yep. And Anthony Becht is taking over.
Anthony Becht, who is doing some stuff already with them on pre and post, is now going to be the color analyst.
Let's hope that Anthony Becht is a much better color analyst than he was a tight end for the Jets.
And he's going to remain the head coach of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're keeping their heads above water. There's been no real protracted losing streaks, and I think they're going to be in it to the end, but they need to win this game today. Big game today for the Mets.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
For the Wendy's Yankee Turning Point to the Game Contest, Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Be the first caller to correctly identify yesterday's turning point to the game. And, of course, the number is 866. This is game one, by the way, of the doubleheader yesterday. 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pair of tickets to a Yankee 2024 regular season game. It's all from your flagship station for New York Yankee baseball, The Fan. All right, Beningo. Back in the, it's like the old days, doing the midday show, except there's no Evan. And I'm filling in, of course, for BT and Sal Licata. We're here till 2 o'clock. And Thomas in Katona is on The Fan. Thomas, how are you?
Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Thomas. What's shaking, man?
You know, I wanted to talk about doubleheaders, and I wish they'd play a few more of them in light of the one at the stadium yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was kind of nondescript. But you mentioned Pete, and, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm not a Met fan, but I just wanted to weigh in on what I think the Mets should do with Pete and why.
Go ahead.
My opinion is when you draft a player and you cultivate a player and, you know, you nurture him through the system and he becomes the offensive player that Pete is, you know, on a bad year, he's going to go 35-90. That's
right.
A bad year. Like
right.
This year's his bad year.
Yep.
To me, you should reward that player and reward your system and show the other players coming up or even free agents that, you know, when you take the time, it's like having a child, Joe. You birth your child, you go through all that stuff. You do it to raise a successful person. And that's what the Mets did. It's the same thing that the Yankees did with Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think when people say, well, he's homegrown, okay, if he was a lousy player and you know, didn't help the franchise, I could understand them letting him go. But when he's turned into a top, you know, he's a top five slugger, let's say, in all of baseball, or at least a top 10, not a top 10 player. But that's the type of guy that you reward. I'm not saying overpay him, but in business, in life, you do all the right things. You produce this player, and you said it before. How many great players have the Mets produced in their history and kept?
Right.
So I just hope you have a great day, Joe.
Thomas, I appreciate that. A couple things here. I'll give you a couple. First of all, as far as the doubleheaders are concerned, you know what? I would love to see what it used to be when I was growing up. Basically, every Sunday there was a doubleheader, like across baseball. A one single admission doubleheader, Sunday afternoon, would start 1 o'clock, 2. I think back then they even started them at 2 o'clock because the games went faster with less commercial time and all of that. Single admission doubleheader, you know, on Sundays. Let's go. I'm good for that. Let's bring them back. I don't like these doubleheaders that are separated. Man, I know last night it was a one admission deal with the Yankees. Get started at 4 o'clock. But, you know, you got these day-night doubleheaders, two different admissions and all of that. So, but if you're going to tell me we could bring back the Sunday doubleheader single admission, I'm all for that. As far as Alonso, look, of course I want to keep him. Of course. You know? I mean, look, if they sign Soto and let him go, what am I going to do? I can't go nuts about it. But I want Alonso back. This franchise, that's all they've done. If you listen to me, I've screamed about this forever, right? Starting with Seiva. I know they got Seiva. He basically was drafted by the Braves, and then there was the some kind of lottery that the Mets won. But he basically was a homegrown Met. I mean, really, he was. And, you know, they trade him away, the greatest player in their franchise history. They let Darryl Strawberry walk, who was a homegrown Met. They let Daniel Murphy walk, who was a homegrown Met. They let Zach Wheeler walk. Now, he traded for Wheeler. They got him in the Beltran trade from the Giants. But still, you know, Mets developed him. He didn't pitch for the Giants. And they let him walk away. They let Jose Reyes walk. He was a homegrown Met after he won the batting title. I could go on and on. I mean, you know, please. They traded away Kevin Mitchell, homegrown Met, for that stiff Kevin McReynolds. I mean, I could go on and on with what the Mets have done over the years with their players. You know, the only guy they kept was David Wright. And unfortunately, you know, David got the injury to stenosis, and it didn't end well for David after he signed the big contract. What are you going to do? He's the one guy they kept. But the Mets have a history of doing this. They let Ray White, even though he wasn't a homegrown Met, they let Ray Knight walk away after he was the MVP of the World Series. I mean, it's ridiculous. They traded David Cohn. And now, David Cohn, they got in a trade from Kansas City. But, you know, again, you know, basically the Mets developed him, and then they wind up, you know, trading him away, you know, for Ryan Thompson and Jeff Kent. Now, Kent turned out to be a great player, but not for the Mets. So I could go on and on and on with this stuff. And yeah, of course I want to see Pete stay here. Of course. 888-808-1019. Ray in Queens is on the fan. Ray, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm good, Ray. I'm good.
So two things. First of all, I want to thank you guys for saving money because I got the Godfather ticket.
Oh, you're going to see the Godfather? What is that, with the Symphony Orchestra deal? Is that what it is?
Yes. Good yes, I'm very excited. Taking my mom, so I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the judge, you know, them walking him.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to do something because it's unfair that these pitchers don't want to challenge him, and it's unfair to him, you know, that, you know, he's trying to break a record and whatnot, but there needs to be some kind of penalties there. Like, you know, I get it that you can walk a guy and he takes a base, but let's say you walk him twice or even three times in one game, then let him take a second base because it is getting ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. So let's say that they pitch to him, but they basically pitch around him where they're giving him nothing to hit. Yeah, you got to give him a penalty for that?
Well, yeah, you see, you got to, I mean, I guess they would have to sit down and kind of structure it a little better, you know, but I think it's just unfair, man, that, you know, you keep walking this guy, you know, you're going to walk this guy every time he's at bat. I want to watch a game, and I want to see somebody challenge this guy. Mm. You know, there have been pitchers out there where they've struck him out, you know, and, you know, just challenge the guy, man. You know, you're in the major leagues. This is major leagues baseball, man. You're supposed to be the best of the best, you know. So let's put the best against the best. Let's challenge the guy, you know. Give him a chance, man.
Well, look, I get what you're saying, okay? But this is baseball. I mean, this is part of the game. I mean, intentional walks are part of the game. And like you said, what are you going to say? So if I give him an intentional walk and I put up four fingers and don't pitch to him and walk him, you got to penalize the team for that? And like I said, how many times? I was stunned when I heard yesterday watching the Yankee game that he's only been intentionally walked 12 times all year. I thought, are you kidding? 12? I figured it was about 30. But how many times has he been intentionally walked where, you know, they didn't necessarily intentionally walk them? They pitched to him, but they didn't give him anything to hit. So how are you going to, quantify that? Look, even with that said, even with what you're saying, okay, he still has 41 homers. He still has, I think, 104 RBIs. He still has an OPS of through the moon, and he's still batting about .320. So, you know, even with that, you know, he's still having a monster year. But he has become an iconic player. He has become one of the all-time great Yankees. One thing I will say about that, right? You know, the one thing about Judge, you know, all the great Yankees, except for Don Mattingly, unfortunately. I love Mattingly, should be in the Hall of Fame. Keith Hernandez and Mattingly should go into the Hall of Fame together. They should go into in together because they were contemporaries in the 80s and they were both tremendous first basemen. And they should both the Hall of Famers. Mattingly was the best player in baseball for about 5 years. And Hernandez, to me, it changed everything with the Mets. And he, you know, is probably the greatest defensive first baseman that ever lived. They both should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about it. But the one thing about Judge, as great, and this is not his fault now. I know he hasn't been great in the playoffs either, but still. All the great iconic Yankees won multiple championships, whether it was Babe, whether it was Gehrig, whether it was Joe D, whether it was Mickey, whether it was Yogi, whether it was Jeter. They all won, you know, multiple world championships. Judge needs to get one. Even if it's only one, Judge needs to get one, you know, because that's the one thing, as great as he is, at number 99 is going to be retired. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame. He's going to walk into the Hall of Fame. You know, he's going to go on skates into the Hall of Fame. But that's the one thing that, you know, as good as, because he's better than Mattingly. I mean, as great as Don was, the Judge is better. All right, let's be honest about it. You'd like to see them, and not that I really want to see the Yankees win another one, but, you know, as far as Judge now, you'd like to see the Judge get a championship. You really would, to kind of stamp him with all those other great Yankees, because to me, that's the next guy. Those are the iconic Yankees that I lined up for you. Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio, Mantle, Yogi, and Jeter. And Judge is the next guy in that line. And you'd really, really like to see him win at least one World Championship. 888-808-1019. Louie in the Bronx is on the fan. Louie.
Joey boy, what's going on?
Louie. How are you, baby?
All right. Good, good. All right, Joe, I'm a Mets fan, but I got to hit on a couple of things. Like this last caller, but it's funny how the Yankee fans are now crying about Judge getting walked. You know what? They never cried when Bonds was getting walked.
Right, unbelievably. Yeah.
Right? Yep. Well, you know what? It's time for Boone to stop managing. Put Soto behind him.
Yes.
Okay, because there's really nobody else that you're going to fear. Maybe Stanton if he's going good at one time.
Maybe.
Maybe. But why don't you stop managing? Flip the lineup.
Yeah.
That's all. And see what happens.
You could bat him leadoff. I mean, what? You know, if you're going to do that, put Judge first and put Soto second.
There you go. There you go. Because he's only going to lead off once in a game, right? Because the lineup flips over and you never know when he's going to be coming up. But anyway, there was a couple of callers before about Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets groomed him, this and that. Yeah, you know what, Joe? I agree with you, like the Mets let other guys walk, but they offered this guy a contract, Joe.
Yeah.
He chose to turn it down.
I understand.
Okay? And then he chooses to get Boris. Okay? So, right? So, Judge, you know, I'm a Mets fan, but if this kid walks, if Alonso walks, he goes somewhere else, it's okay. This life without him. And you know what? And the
it's
Mets
okay
didn't let
if
him
they
go.
Sign Soto. If they sign Soto, I'll live with it. If they don't sign Soto, you got to give me Alonso back. That's me. I'm sorry.
Well,
that's
okay,
me.
Okay. Now, let me hit with Mendoza, all right? Because so far, I like this guy. I mean, and what I really like about him is he holds the plays accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If they are not performing, all right, let's go. Lindor wasn't hitting in a three hole. He put him in a one hole.
Yep, changed
it around a little
really.
Bit. Changed it around, okay? Same thing with Nimmo. Wasn't doing it in a leadoff. Put him down. He started to hit. And let's take Alvarez. When he was hitting a ton, that kid was hitting fifth. Then he couldn't hit. He hit the skids.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped him in a 7-8 hole, all right? He even did it to Alonso the other day, put him back in fifth.
Yeah. All right?
And let's make no mistake about this. If this Alvarez was hitting, and he was hitting a ton, all right, he would be hitting fourth. Alonso maybe fifth.
Yeah, but where are you putting JD? JD batting third? Is that what you're doing?
Third, because he's been hitting third when he's in the lineup.
Right, okay.
Yesterday he was off. They gave him a day off.
Yep.
But he'll be in the lineup today, and he'll be hitting third today, especially there's a lefty on the mound.
Right.
All right? But my point here is that if they had someone really hitting, like if Alvarez was really crushing the ball right now, Alonso would be hitting fifth or sixth.
Mm.
Okay? He dropped them the other night.
He did. So you're okay with letting Alonso walk even if they don't sign Soto?
You know what, Joe? Here's the point here. You offered him a contract. He turned it down. Now, I'll come back with another contract, maybe a little better. Mm-hmm. A little better, okay? He's getting old. Now, his defense is a little better.
He's got better defensively. He's not bad defensively.
He got better defensively. He's nothing great, but he got better defensively.
Yes.
You can live with him at first, no doubt. All right? Now, you want to say he's having a horrible year, he's pressing because of the contract? Okay, I believe that to a certain point. But then I say to myself, you know what? If this guy is pressing because of his contract, all right, and I know it's a little different situation when you get into the playoffs and the pressure's really on there too. I'm not crazy over the guy, Joe. I never was.
But doesn't it bother you? But the one thing, though, how long have you been a Met fan now? How long?
So... 69. I was 7 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so you've been with him. You've been with him a long time. Okay,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Joey, I'm from the Bronx. You know, all my friends are all
Yankee fans.
And I went to the Mets.
Right.
But I mean,
you've been with him a long time. Doesn't it bother you with all the big time Mets they've gotten rid of or let walk away? Doesn't that bother you? See, that bothers me.
Yeah, it does. It does, Joe. But it, you know what? You know, really, it does. It does. Now, you see, now I wasn't a big. Wright fan either.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a big David Wright fan either.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I thought he was a little overrated. I didn't like his D at third. I like defensive players, Joe. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
So Keith was your guy then, right?
Yes. I love great defensive players. Like let's go on other teams. Like, see, when we got Robbie Alomar,
mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it because the guy was spectacular.
But he stuck for us, bro. He was terrible.
I know, Joe, but was there a better double play combination than him and Omar Vizquel?
Okay.
I mean, I'll
give you that, but that wasn't with our team. You know, I see.
I know, Joe. But
you like Lindor? Are you happy with Lindor now?
I'm okay with him. I'm not a kind of guy where I say, you know, the guy, we gave him $300 million, he's got to perform like a $300 million. you know, that was our fault for overpaying. We needed a guy at the time. He
plays every day, bro. Every day.
Plays every day. And I know what he is, Joe.
Right.
I know what
he is. He's having a good year this year. This is his best year as a Met right now.
He's having a good year. He's a 270, 260, yeah, okay. 280 hitter. Plays nice defense. He's in there. He's in there every game. And I believe, and that's another thing about Alonzo that I have no problem getting rid of him. He's not a leader on our team. You could see the guys do not gravitate to him.
Who's the leader on the team? Lindor?
Lindor. Okay.
JD. Now, I think JD's assumed that mantle a little bit too. You know.
And isn't it funny when JD came all of a sudden the third baseman's hitting a ton now for us? This kid we wanted to get rid of him. We thought he was never going to be a player.
Yep.
Vientos, right?
Yep.
Now all of a sudden he's playing. And make no mistake about it, this Iglesias coming in was a big plus for us, too.
Well, I mean, let me say this, and I got to run because Dove is giving me the signal here, Louis. So, I got to let you go. Thank you for the call. Look, the guys like Iglesias, the guys like Tyrone Taylor, the guys like Harrison Bader, guys like Luis Torrens, how good have these guys been for the Mets? I mean, these guys have been tremendous. I mean, let's be honest about it. They've been to Tyrone Taylor. How many big hits has he got? He got another big hit last night. They didn't get the RBI because the guy botched the ball in center field. But, he got a big hit, to basically drive in a run. He's been great. He got that hit the other day in St. Louis. He got that double to clear the bases. So, a lot of these guys that are not the big names have really got it done for the Mets. All right, 888-808-1019. Beningo on a Thursday filling in for Sal and BT. My good buddy, my fellow Jet fan, didn't realize he was a Knick fan as well.
What do you think of the Marty Lyons news?
I forgot to even mention that.
Yeah.
Should I mention it now?
You can mention it. It's
Marty
okay.
Lyons is stepping down as the color commentator working with Bob Wischusen on the Jet radio broadcast.
Yep.
And Anthony Becht is taking over.
Anthony Becht, who is doing some stuff already with them on pre and post, is now going to be the color analyst.
Let's hope that Anthony Becht is a much better color analyst than he was a tight end for the Jets.
And he's going to remain the head coach of the United Football League St. Louis Battlehawks.
Oh, I didn't even know he was.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Very good. And Marty's stepping down.
Well, he's going to be still with the team as like an ambassador and still do some other things for them.
Got to see if we get Marty on and talk to him. Talk to him about helping his buddy Gaston get in the Hall of Fame.
He's one of the great people of all time,
Marty. He's a tremendous guy. Tremendous player.
Very proud to be a volunteer with his foundation.
Well, good. So. Good for you, bro.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.